Simon & Schuster Audio presents Code of Conduct by Brad Thor. Read by Armin Schulz.
If you must break the law, do it to seize power. Julius Caesar. Prologue. Washington, D.C. When word leaked that the president had been taken to Bethesda Naval Hospital for observation, panic set in. If the president of the United States wasn't safe from the virus, no one was. Scott Harvath swerved around the car in front of him and sped through the intersection as the light changed. The traffic was worsening. Quarantine rumors had sent people rushing to stores to stock up.
"We don't need to do this," the woman sitting next to him said.
What she meant was that he didn't need to do this. He could leave too. He didn't have to stay behind in D.C.
"I've already talked to John and his wife," he replied. "You'll be safe there."
"What about you?"
"I'll be okay. I'll join you as soon as I can."
He was lying. It was a white lie, meant to make her feel better, but it was a lie nonetheless. They were already talking about shutting down air traffic. That's why he needed to get her out tonight.